This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Rajaji Utsav, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor General of India, Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Addressing the gathering, the President said, "This initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture, heritage and timeless traditions, and honouring those who served Bharat Mata with their extraordinary contributions."
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीयों चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है.
President Draupadi Murmu noted that Chakravarti Rajagopalachari had left an indelible mark on the history of the country. The President emphasized that working on the ideals of Rajaji would be the truest tribute one could pay to him. Raising allegations of unrest, corruption and appeasement against the Trinamool Congress government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought the support of the people of West Bengal in the upcoming assembly election. In an open letter to the people of the state ahead of the assembly polls, he not only presented an account of the central government's various projects and achievements over the past 11 years, but also offered his respects to the people of Bengal, writing that the time has come to decide the path for the future of the next generation. Referring to misgovernance in West Bengal, the Prime Minister alleged that political instability, corruption and violence have long hindered the state's progress. He stressed the need for a double-engine government to ensure that the benefits of central schemes fully reach the common people of the state. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers or sarthis of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. In a video released today, Mr. Shah said the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative. The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the internationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January the 14th this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protests or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. It also requested the internationals to have their travel and immigration documents, including passports and identity cards, readily available with them. The embassy has also issued helpline numbers +989128109115, +989128109109, +989128109102, and +989932179359. The embassy can also be reached at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in their Super 8 Group 1 clash in Mumbai at 7 p.m. today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.